Welcome to a special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend, Leading by the Power of Your Word, Part 1 of 2. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives, and I would like to welcome you to this special edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, an interview with Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend, Leading by the Power of Your Word, Part 1 of 2. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve superior results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. In this special edition podcast, we interview Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend, an associate professor of management and organization behavior at Cornell University. And so now, without any further delay, let's get started. We are privileged to be joined by Tony Simons, associate professor at Cornell University, where he teaches organizational behavior, negotiation, and leadership. Tony is also a business consultant and speaker who focuses on trust in leaders, executive team member trust, and trust in supply chain relationships. He joins us today to share his insights on behavioral integrity, or the perceived pattern of alignment between managers' words and deeds. Tony, welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, I am really glad that you're here. Right now, we're very much focused on what I'll call tactical execution, and certainly relationships form a significant part of that. But to start out our podcast, I'd like to kind of level set our listeners. And I was hoping that you could provide us a common frame of reference, and in doing so, by telling us what you mean by integrity and the integrity dividend.
Sure. When I talk about integrity, I'm not talking about the whole moral thing.
Okay.
I'm just talking about whether you see someone as living by their word. Is their word trustworthy? Do they keep their promises? And do they show the same values that they talk about? And the integrity dividend is the bottom line business return on people seeing you live by your word.
Okay. Tony, could you describe a little bit more for us how that behavioral integrity drives bottom line results?
Sure. It all comes down to credibility. Mm-hmm. That if, as a leader, your job is to engage people's hearts, it's to get them to go the extra mile, it's to get them to bring their whole self to the job,
okay,
and to do their best and to rise beyond themselves, they're not going to let you do that if they don't trust you. And they're not going to trust you if they can't count on your word. So it all comes down to credibility. How much do they believe you? Do they have to second guess you or not?
Okay. Now, when you mention that, it strikes me to be very similar to another book that I've recently read, and that is One Foot Out the Door by Judith Bardwick, where she describes a level of employees' engagement and then subsequently their productivity as being related to the relationship that they have with the business, and it's probably better to say that they have with their manager. She talks about how that can be measured in different groups of people. Like there'll be the top 20% that are highly engaged, and then there's like 70% that are just kind of so-so, and you got the bottom 10% that are just fully disengaged. Mm-hmm. Can the same thing be said of the integrity dividend?
In terms of different employee groups that see you differently?
Yes, yes. And their level of engagement, kind of a relationship there.
Well, Yes, different employee groups will see you differently, because everyone brings their own baggage to the question of how much do they trust their boss.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus on behavioral integrity is how you as a leader behave, and what can you do to maximize your credibility with different groups. So different groups will have different sensitivities with regard to behavioral integrity, but your job is to take responsibility for all of that. And so that allows you to capture the integrity dividend. That means, among other things, that when someone misunderstands you,
mm-hmm.
they will blame the misunderstanding on you. If they think you made a promise, even if you didn't, and then you don't follow through on the promise they thought you made, you take the heat for that.
Okay.
Okay. You suffer the consequences. So that means that if you're going to be an effective leader, you've got to communicate that clearly. You've got to communicate super clearly, because when people misunderstand you, they're going to blame you for it.
Okay. So it's really incumbent upon the leader to be responsible for those communications then.
Yes. It's not enough to actually live by your word and to actually follow through on your commitments. You got to have people seeing that. And your job as a leader is to get people to see that. That's what allows you to capture the dividend.
Okay. And, you know, I talk a lot to the leaders that I work with, especially about their decisions. And I work with a lot of folks that work at nuclear power plants. And so when we talk about safety often, you know, we hear it and we hear it and we hear it. But everyone's not looking for the words. They're looking for the decisions that are made. And did that decision, did you just take an approach that really spoke to that commitment to safety, or was this something that was really just kind of expedient?
Sure. They're looking for the alignment between the words and actions, because somewhere along the line you voiced that commitment to safety, of course.
Okay.
And then the question is, are your actions following along with that? Of course actions speak louder than the words, but actions and words together make your words more powerful. And that makes you more effective as a leader.
Okay. Now, Tony, in the integrity dividend, you talked about studies you did, and a lot of them seem to focus on the hotel industry. I was wondering if you could describe the studies, and then
sure.
how closely or how strongly the integrity dividend was related to the bottom line results they achieved.
Sure. Well, I work at the hotel school at Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives me really good access to hotel companies. So I got a hotel company that allowed me to run their employee surveys for a year.
Okay.
And the company had about 110 hotels, and 76 of them were Holiday Inn hotels. And so I ran the employee surveys, and unlike most surveys, which ask about how happy they are and how satisfied they are, I'm asking questions like, when your boss says something's going to happen, how sure are you that it's going to happen? And to what extent does your boss really demonstrate the same priorities that he or she talks about? So I'm digging a little deeper than most other surveys.
Okay.
And I averaged up the employee surveys for each hotel. So I had about 80 employees for each hotel, 76 hotels, so I had about 6,800 employee surveys.
Mm-hmm.
And I lined those up with the bottom line financial profitability of each hotel, and their guest satisfaction, customer satisfaction scores, and their employee turnover scores.
Okay.
And what I found was that a difference between two hotels of 0.25 point on a 10-point scale,
mm-hmm.
in how much do the employees think their boss lives by his or her word, translates to a difference between the hotels of about $250,000 profit per year. That's about 2.5% of revenues.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's the integrity dividend, and that's huge. And 0.25 point on the 10-point scale is very doable. That's a small difference. And the differences that I saw between high and low performing hotels were 4 and 5 times that.
Okay.
So the potential impact is tremendous.
I was going to say that.
It was the single largest predictor of mm-hmm. profitability. In terms of the single largest controllable predictor. It was more impactful than employee satisfaction, more impactful than commitment, more impactful than trust. Was can they count on their word?
Okay, so, because that sounds like what we're really talking about is that by doing nothing more than aligning what you say with what you do, the management team can get up to like a 10% return on mm-hmm. a zero cost investment.
Well, it's not absolutely it's not zero, and I'd also be lying if I told you that it was easy to change. It takes a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're working to develop leadership and you're not focusing on this, I'd argue that maybe you should be focusing on this.
Okay.
Because it's fundamental. I don't think that anything happens without it. No leadership happens if they can't count on your word.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree. In fact, not only do I hear it time and again with whether it's the companies I've worked for, certainly in when I served in the U.S. Navy, that time and again distinguished those people that were leaders and those who were not leaders. And it wasn't necessarily the rank that you had, but it boils down to a lot of, can people trust that you're going to do what you said you were going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they will follow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a lot like I tell my students when they're just learning how to work in groups. You know what? A great team member is not the person who promises the moon. A great team member is the person who makes commitments and then follows through like gravity.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about them. You don't have to follow up with them because you know that it's going to get done.
Oh, yeah. And I know from a manager's point of view, too, I appreciate that in my team members because it just removes all sorts of overhead and my life becomes so much easier.
Yeah, and I mean, behavioral integrity has a huge impact on all different kinds of relationships. It's about leadership, but it's also about sales. It's also about personal relationships, friendships, marriages, all kinds of things.
Okay.
Now, but the book is about leadership.
Right. And Tony, getting to the leadership, are there certain traits or qualities, and I know we've also already talked about having to have well-defined promises that the manager makes. Are there any kind of specific traits or qualities that a manager needs to possess to be able to really capitalize on the integrity dividend?
Yeah, I think that self-knowledge has a huge impact
mm-hmm.
because if you're ambivalent inside yourself, and we're all ambivalent to some extent, but the ambivalences that we carry inside ourselves cause us to behave inconsistently and cause us sometimes to go against our words. So self-knowledge has a huge impact, and also just the personal discipline of paying attention to how are you making commitments and are you thinking it through first and questioning, for example, whether you really want to make this commitment in light of the other commitments that you also hold, and also whether you can guarantee its delivery or not. Does it depend on factors outside your control?
Okay.
You need to look at the automatic, what I call social deceptions, that we all develop habits of social deceit.
Mm-hmm.
Small things that we do, everything from, does this dress make my butt look big?
Okay.
to issues of, I remember running into a friend a few months ago, and I liked this friend, had a nice brief chat, and said, hey, we should have lunch. And he responded kind of cynically, and I was taken back by that. And then I realized that when I invited him to lunch, I didn't have my calendar in my hand. And you know what? If I say we should have lunch and I don't have my calendar in my hand, I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
Because I never had lunch with the guy.
Okay. You know, I'm going to remember
that. It takes looking at that kind of stuff, and it takes the practice of writing down the commitments that you make, recording them, and following up with yourself.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of pieces to it.
Okay.
I mean, I could go on, but I think that answers your question.
It does answer my question, and it gives me some great leverage at home because I always tell my wife that if I don't have my computer and my Outlook calendar, I'm really not committed. So,
Well, another thing you might want to do, and what I do at this point is mm-hmm. I have my telephone has an organizer in it, and I synchronize it with my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have my organizer on my belt, I can't make any commitments.
Right. Okay. Well. Kind of moving on from there, you know, I've had the privilege of working with a lot of managers. And I would have to describe some of those managers as being people who I think are individuals of extremely high, unquestionable integrity, and they are extremely capable leaders. But then I would suggest that I've also known some people that I would say are, in some respects, and it's hard to say they're great leaders and they have no integrity, but they're strong leaders, but maybe they make these embellishments. And so you kind of question their integrity. And then I've known some people who I consider are weak leaders that also do the same embellishing. But and this is one of the cases I'm really interested in, is I've known people who I would consider are very weak leaders that have unquestionable integrity. And so my question is, what role does leadership ability play in the integrity dividend aside from having integrity? And then I was hoping that you might be able to talk to us a little bit about the four cases and kind of compare and contrast the impact on the integrity dividend.
Okay. The four cases being high integrity, low leadership, and so on.
And that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. High, low, low, and in between.
And in between, yeah.
Well, I think it's important to recognize that behavioral integrity is not all it takes to lead.
Mm-hmm.
But no leadership happens without it. So there's also the issue of strategic vision. There's also the issue of technical competence. And those things have a huge impact. I would say that those people who you're describing as strong leaders who don't have great integrity are people who could be more effective if their word could be relied upon. They would be more effective if they had surrounded themselves with people who were willing to lay down their lives for these people, for them.
Okay.
I'd say that they're holding themselves back. That they're doing okay because of their other strengths. They're holding themselves back. There is an integrity dividend that they have yet to collect.
Okay.
Let's see. So that's the people. The people who are strong on both. The way I look at that is that they might already have it knocked. But what I find is that most managers, on the question of how good is your word when you're really looking at impeccability, are you really hitting 100%? Most managers come out somewhere between 7 and 8, sort of like in a class. You have most people are somewhere between a C and a B+.
Okay.
But what I would say is that there's a lot of ground between that and a 10, and there's a lot of gold in that ground.
Okay.
That it's not easy to span that gulf. I mean, it takes some work to cross there, but there's a big dividend to be reaped, to be captured, to be reaped from going there.
Okay.
Okay, so even the one who's already starting off strong can probably get a little bit better by stepping it up, and certainly can get the people around them to start sharing that level of integrity by raising it as a topic for discussion.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. So then we'd move to the person who is high on integrity, low on leadership. And I'd say odds are they need to focus on some other skills. They need to focus on their strategic vision. They need to focus on their problem solving, perhaps their technical competence. What's going on with that?
Okay. Yeah.
And then the people who are weak on both of them, well, maybe they need to find another line of business.
Okay.
But bottom line, they've got a whole lot to work on. Integrity is part of it, and then there are other things that they need to work on too.
Okay. And I have seen some folks make it into the managerial ranks that are kind of weak on both. So I think there's certainly folks out there with those kind of opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my sense is that step one when you're working to develop leadership skills is to focus on that integrity part, because nothing else is going to happen without it.
Okay.
But then if that alone isn't getting you the results you want, then take a look at those other aspects of leadership.
Okay. When I think of leadership too, or managing, I think of consequences. And when I say consequences, I don't mean harshly negative. I mean, you know, reinforcement positive consequences, mm-hmm. and of course reinforcement negative consequences. Can integrity exist without consequences, both positive and negative?
Well, let me offer that two different approaches to the question.
Okay.
One is that one of the people that I interviewed, one of the execs I interviewed, is Frank Idara. He's the CEO of Pizzeria Uno's. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what, the laying out of consequences, good and bad, is essential in leadership. And if you lay out a consequence and then you don't follow through, it's not going to undermine, it's not going to destroy your ability to lead, but it's going to eat it away a little bit. And the next time you do that, you lose a little bit more credibility, and a little more and a little more, until eventually you can't lead anymore.
Okay.
But fundamentally, the fact that you say something is a consequence, that's got to be law. That's you've got to absolutely follow through on that, or you undermine your ability to lead.
Okay.
So that's one aspect. The other way I guess I'd take on that question is, can you shape integrity with consequences? And the answer to that is yes.
Okay.
That the book starts off talking about shaping your own integrity, and then it moves to looking at how do you create a climate of integrity? How do you get that to be the norm in your workplace? And it helps an awful lot to be measuring it and incenting it and saying, you know what, your bonus this year is going to be based on how well do your employees report that you live by your word.
And that concludes part one of our interview with Tony Simons, author of The Integrity Dividend. I would like to personally thank Tony for being with us today and sharing his insights on improving organizational performance through behavioral integrity. As always, we would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. You can find additional information about Tony and the Integrity Dividend at www.integritydividend.com. So until next time, so long.